weight. And the other day, I slapped an A&R, and that's what I'm gonna rap about. See, I was in this club clutching when this geezer comes up to me, talking about how he owns some big company with distribution in everybody's country, and the rapper's on his roster needed company. I know you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but the title of this novel read, "This guy is a bum to me." You would've thought that was excited, but I've heard it all before. Do you know how many A&Rs are onto me? But then I thought, let me give him a chance. Let me read this book before I rip it apart. 2 weeks later, I'm sitting in this office full of boxes. Look like the foxes ripped them apart. He said hi, and I said wagwan. He said sign, and I said pardon. He said why, and I said hard on. You've got hidden inside your jargon. You think I don't know that your contract's messed up? If I looked like a bitch, wouldn't I have dressed up? You were gonna make me bend over backwards and bang my career without even putting my legs up. Yeah. So off you, off your label, off the doof, off the pens, off the table. Do I look like a no, don't even answer that. What type of advance is that? Did I ask for that? I don't want a chain, I just want a little car. But look at that figure, I can't even buy a bus pass with that. You must think I'm dumb, that figure's so low that I'll probably be in debt after tax. That's why it's not about a big advance, you gotta sell records first. Did I say someone answer back? I must be deaf or either I'm hearing things, cause I swore I heard the side of your face ask for slack. Yes, sweet, I'm coming soon. Flow fashion, this is my demo, this is my promo. Ooh, coming soon. Yeah, I really wanted to bust a verse of where I was just rapping and really ripping it hard, but I needed to vent, you get me? Safe, London.